Especially, yeah, like you said, in the height of AAU, I missed the whole July, which is, you know, at that point, which was the only, you know, time the coaches could come out and see. I mean, in retrospect, it doesn't hurt me now, so, I mean.
But that's the only real major injury you've had?
Yeah.
Then there was Dad telling me the Butler story. How was that shaped in terms of going into college?
I mean, I don't really think about it anymore, but, I mean, just another school that kind of overlooked me, never offered. But it doesn't really affect me right now. I love where I'm at. I love Coach McCaffrey. Love my teammates. So.
Don't know how much you've thought about it in your freshman year, but how do you envision your Iowa career and what you want to leave here as a legacy?
I want to leave as part of the legacy. I mean, bringing back to where they used to be. You know, in the tournament, Elite Eight, Final Fours, stuff like that. So I mean, I think we got the character now on our team and, you know, bright future with how many young guys we have. So that's what I want my legacy to be. You know, bringing them back to, you know, where they were.
Do you have any real role models from high school or now that?
No, just like my family. You know, I stay close to them. I'm good friends with Ray, but I don't really have any role models. You know.
It's nice having parents come up here and see you quite a bit in games.
Yeah. Both my mom and my dad have been to a handful of games, which has been great. You know, since being so far away, it's good to see them though. You know, at games and, you know, going out to eat with them after. So.
The Wisconsin game, last time you played them, I know you had some other good performances leading up to that, but was that kind of the game for you that you made you think, okay, yeah, I can play in this league and compete with guys like this on a regular basis?
I think if you look back at it, yeah, that would probably be the, you know, the game where I really kind of came out. You know, it gave me confidence, you know, leading from that, and then I've just trying to prove it, you know, every game since. But yeah, I'd say that's the game where it all started.
When you think back to that day, what do you feel was clicking for you? At what point did you find yourself kind of in that comfort zone?
I just felt comfortable because I let everything else go. I just, you know, played the game I love, played the game I've been playing for my whole life. It just felt natural. You know, I wasn't thinking, I was just, you know, reacting. So that's where it just clicked, especially in that second half, you know, where we made a couple of runs. I made some shots. I hit that big three in the corner. You know, I just gained confidence from that game.
Was thinking or overthinking things, is that something that you found yourself maybe struggling with early on or
yeah.
In the early part of the season?
Yeah, I mean, just there's so many things that hit you when you first come to college, you know, mm-hmm. Whether it's, you know, being away from home, school, how much you have to know, you know, just to be on the floor, defense and offensive-wise. I mean, it's just a lot hitting you, and it took me a little longer than I wanted, but, you know, I'm here now, so.
What stands out to you about Wisconsin now since that time when you beat them a couple months ago up there?
Oh, they're really clicking. They're playing into, you know, what Bo Ryan does, really taking care of the ball. They're going to come in here really physical, and they're going to try to, you know, get back for what we did to them on their home floor. So we got to be ready for it. We haven't introduced them yet, but I mean, it'll be a, you know, intense game, hard fought game. So.
How, knowing their style of play, how important is discipline? Considering that there's tempo that they're going to want to try and have it played at, whereas you guys are going to want to run and play a more faster game.
Yeah, discipline comes especially on the defensive end. You know, they're going to have the ball for 30 or more seconds sometimes. You know. And, You just gotta stay in your stance for the whole possession. Even if they get an offense rebound, you gotta play defense again. So you just gotta, you know, stick to the game plan and stay tuned in on defense.
Students getting in free again,
yeah.
Like they did for Minnesota. I know that's something that you've been clamoring about before.
Yeah.
You hear that? Are you excited? And what are you hoping for Thursday night?
Yeah, I mean, I sent out that tweet because I mean, it really does make a huge difference. I'm not even quite sure how much they have to pay to get in originally, but I mean, when they come and they pack the place and they're loud, it makes the biggest difference for us and. You know, road atmosphere for Wisconsin or whoever comes in. So it's huge.